Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Look at this. Something's missing. It's a low volume empty. Occupant podcast.
We need a cardboard cutout of Mindy or something.
We even have the empty chair missing Mindy.
What about Sean?
Or and a cardboard Sean? Cutout of Sean.
So Sean is off, Mindy's off, but we're going to give you a good show today.
Yeah.
Bonnie, she's crawling around the back.
Bonnie
doesn't want to be on, but
why
the chair
did she
now's
take
gone.
This? All right, here we are, folks. So welcome to another great edition of the Mr. Curiosity podcast. And remember, here's what we do. You submit questions, they go in here. We have no idea what they are. The show is going to be based on your submissions. brownbag@wnep.com. brownbag@wnep.com. Keep the questions coming, and we'll have a good time with this. So we all get a little nervous because you never know what you're going to pull out.
Could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything. But we like the questions that get us a little uncomfortable, stir us up, and solve your curiosity.
Do we? So.
We like when they're random.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
All right. So I always say you go first. I'm going first.
You do it.
Yeah,
you,
I just feel,
okay.
I feel
he
it
never
today.
Goes first.
All right.
I feel it today like I'm going first.
I hope we start with a good one.
Yeah.
I think we will.
So again, it's Friday. We're feeling pretty good. This thing is tightly wound.
Is this like, an old one, you think?
It's like management here at WNEP. It's tightly wound. Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You better read that question.
Yeah, I really can't even open this thing. I'm going to do my best. I may have to pick another one. Maybe I shouldn't have gone first. All right. I'm going to put this thing together here. See if you can salvage that one. That thing, I'm serious. It was like old wallpaper in a home from the 1800s.
Now Nikki's putting together a puzzle in here.
It's like a puzzle.
Please put that one together. Oh, Tom wants to know from Archibald in exclamation points, Rennie and John, where is the dog already? I love it. I would have hoped that you would have stopped depriving your children of a necessity
wow.
that all children should experience growing up. I agree with him. P.S. It's also time for Rennie and John to get their children their own cell phones. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Tom from Archibald.
I would agree with the first part of that. Stop depriving your children of a necessity that all children should experience growing up.
So
you guys are
here's the explanation.
Okay,
we are looking for a dog. Everyone in the family kind of has their own... description of what they want. Like, what kind of dog they want. So the route we want to go first is a rescue route and try to see if there's a rescue dog that fits kind of what we're looking for.
So that's a wait period. That's a
waiting
game.
It's a wait and seeing what pops up. We've had a couple that have been the right dogs. Sometimes you have to be ready for it right then, and some of them have gone to other homes, so it hasn't quite worked out. That's the process we're going through for now. If we have to go another route to get what we're looking for, we probably will. I don't think we're going to have to. I think we're going to get what we want through a rescue. It's just a waiting game.
All right, so it's an active process.
The way it is, though, right now, we could have a dog tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like with some of these rescues, if it pops up and we can go get it, it's going to happen. One popped up at a rescue in New Jersey that we could have gone today and got. We're hosting a birthday party for 20 girls at our house. 13th birthday party. We can't all go to see this dog today.
No, yeah, so it's got to be right.
I think it's going to be right. We are getting a dog. It's going
to
happen.
All the pieces have to come together for that.
I like how he said this, though. Stop depriving your children of a necessity that all children
necessity.
Should experience. He's probably kidding half, but I got to ask you guys. I grew up with dogs. Did you grow up with dogs?
No. I asked for a dog every single year for Christmas growing up and never got one. My mom
Nikki?
Had a
yes.
fear of dogs.
I grew up with dogs.
I bet you there's not a one person in the world who had a dog as a child who would say, I wish I didn't have that.
I agree.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can see how some parents, I guess it's a lot. It's a responsibility.
It's a lot. My mom had a fear of dogs because of where she lived growing up, and there's some loose dogs that knocked her over all the time and everything, so we just didn't get dogs.
Maybe
but
that
I
was before
always wanted
there
one.
Were all these little foofy dogs that are all over now. She wouldn't be afraid of a foofy
she
dog.
She lived out in like farm country, and so there were just big dogs that were running around. My brother has little dogs, and she loves them, but she wouldn't want a dog herself.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on it. The other half of the question is a big debate parents have now is when to get the kids the phones.
Oh, God.
And I'll be honest, Our Olivia just turned 13. She just got a phone. We waited until she got
like, a real smartphone, iPhone, all that?
She has an iPhone.
Oh, my goodness.
But she, I honestly believe, was the last girl in her class to get a phone. It's earlier and earlier. I've been watching it as our three kids are going through. And now Jake's in third grade, and there's kids in his class that have phones.
Is there?
Wow.
There
are. Third grade?
And I am, we held out tough. There's other parents that are going to be listening to this and be like, you waited this long? How could you do that? I'm so glad we did it.
It's definitely the right thing to do, but yet your kids feel everybody else has it. Why don't I? And then you feel bad that they think that way.
Yes.
Like you're depriving them, even though it's for their own good.
Even though it's for their own good. I think she realized, though, on one hand, she wanted one so bad. But then she could kind of see how the phones can turn these kids into
zombies,
and she'd see that.
Yeah.
So I think she understood why we were holding out. And now she has one. She's just like everyone else. I think she's fine. So
it is just
but it is funny, the oldest.
It's like a necessary evil, but it's horrible.
She's like, if you get Celia or Jake a phone before they turn 13,
you know
how the oldest is like, you've got to hold everyone else to the same standard you held me to.
Oh, yeah.
So we're in that whole world.
All right. But, well, there you go. It answers that question.
So that thorough answer into the Meyer world.
Did you put this puzzle together, the one that fell apart? Here we go. That could be yours or it could be mine next time. What do you want to do?
Okay, I'll try and read this. It's kind of tricky. Just wanted to say I love the piano solo that is played during the nature photos. So that's not really a question.
This is Russ
from Tower City.
No, we get input from the people. That's fine. So do you know what this is meaning? I don't pay attention.
Could be like the PhotoLink Library
Mike
commercial
thing,
or
like
the PhotoLink Library, or now on Plus, right before we do like the what we call the Good Morning America cut-ins, there's just some photos that air set to music
as a
commercial break.
They like that piano.
They like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
I think I know what he means.
Me too. I can hear it in my head.
I can hear it in my head.
There's something soothing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's an interesting thing about streaming now is that the way regular TV works with commercials and commercial breaks is a little different on streaming. And you notice you can be watching not just on WNP Plus, but anything, and sometimes the same commercial air over and over, or just a screen comes up and says, your program will be right back, or stuff like that.
And it's background music.
We fill it with pictures and music. And I guess the question is to people, what would you like better? Do you want to see the ads, which we have to have?
Right.
But do you mind just sitting for a little bit and just seeing pretty pictures and playing the music? I bet you, even though people complain about commercials, they feel more comfortable just seeing commercials as opposed to just dead air, music, and pictures.
I think you're right.
It's what people are used to.
We're just used to seeing that break is when you hear see commercials.
I think commercials are necessary for everything. When I have uninterrupted pleasure, TV, radio, podcast, it's like, I need a break. Give me a commercial. Break this thing up a little bit. Isn't that weird?
No, it is.
Because then you go to the bathroom, you go to the fridge. You need breaks.
You do.
And we need revenue to pay Nikki's big fat salary.
Absolutely.
All right. Why don't you pick another one?
Yeah,
that was a
because
that was a puzzle
real
piece. Because I want this to be invasive in your life, this question. I want it to
get... Like the one that was just on my life.
I know.
Depriving your children
of
a necessity that everyone should have.
Oh, it's a Travis question.
Okay.
So I just watched a video of a girl reaching her hand into a porta potty during a college football tailgate to get her phone. Needless to say, it was not sitting right on top. She went all the way to the bottom, which made me think, what would you have had to drop in the porta potty to reach my hand in there to retrieve it? I'm certainly not going in after my phone.
Wow. So, how deep is a porta potty?
It's deep.
That is an awesome question.
That really is.
We all have something that you're going to dive deep in there for. Or is there a limit?
Oh, because they're gross. They're so gross. Whoa.
But it's only your hand. And if there's something, if I knew it was shallow, 2, 3, 4 feet, and I drop my cell phone in there, I'd reach in for my cell phone.
So, yeah, it's your phone. I mean, phones now are what?
That's all my contacts.
$600, $700, $800, $900, $1,000.
I would reach in for that. I would close my eyes, and I would dive right in there.
I think I would too.
Would you do it for a wallet? Would you do it for your wallet?
Yes, wallet?
You would do that for your wallet.
Because all my cards, my ID, I don't want to have to. I think I'd do it for my wallet too. I don't want to have to have to get a new license.
Well, there's something else we're missing here. Your keys, your car keys.
Oh.
You'd have to.
Car keys, wallet, cell phones. I'd even do it for a picture of my colleagues, you guys. That's second to the bottom.
What about your ring?
I don't wear rings.
It would be so awful to do. That reaching in.
Dude, and you think of those moments,
you're just like, here goes.
Yeah.
But I'd do it.
I'd do it.
The thing is, those three things.
So you reach in
and you grab your phone and you pull it out. Does it work? You know?
You probably still have to get it fixed,
but you're trying.
I'm in.
Yeah. So, Nick, are you doing it?
I would do it. One time, years ago, Tom Durant and I, photographer, Central Pennsylvania, we were on a shoot and we were using the restrooms at Sunbury City Hall. And I dropped my phone in the toilet. And I scream, and he goes, he's banging on the door, Nikki, what happened? I said, I dropped my phone in the toilet and I don't know what to do. Can you get it for me? And he got it
for me. Wait, so back up now. So this is a regular toilet.
And there it was at the bottom of the hole.
And you can still see it?
Yeah.
And then he reaches in, pulls it out.
And two, 3 minutes passed? Yeah.
And it still worked?
No.
Oh, it did not work.
Were you able to bring it back?
No.
Not with rice, nothing?
I was up for an upgrade anyway, so I got an upgrade, but I was, Tom Durant, greatest guy, he went and got that phone for me out of the toilet.
Did they salvage some of the data from it? They did. The car?
Oh, yeah, because it's on the cloud.
Okay.
Oh, so you didn't even need the phone?
No.
Have you ever tried the rice thing to dry out a phone? Because I had a phone that did get soaked, stopped working, put it in rice, and it worked again.
And it worked?
After that, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. Not in the toilet, I guess.
I don't know. I was also really disturbed about it. Like, I don't want to use my toilet phone again.
But a porta potty hole.
Well, the porta potty is a million times.
And then
worse.
It also, let's be real. Sometimes porta potties are all right. But you go to a concert, an all-day outdoor concert event.
Every sort of human being and waste is in there.
You're at a college football tailgate, and it's a night game, and you've been there all day, and you look in there, and it's the nastiest thing you've ever seen in your life.
It really is.
And I still would probably reach in to get it.
Me too. And one thing they can do to make them better, I think, is change the color from dark purple to dark brown.
Change the color of the water? The water. Change it to brown?
Because then your brain will think, oh yeah, that's not human waste. That's just what they put in there. It's a dark brown color like the dark purple. Right, and then it won't be as gross. Because the brown stuff sets aside from the purple and you know what it is. So if they keep it all dark brown, no? Black, how about maybe black?
Black?
I don't know. You know?
I never thought about that. You may be onto something.
You might be.
Because it really stands out against the blue.
That's the problem. So you make it all dark brown.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll see. Because then your brain will think, yeah, maybe that's not waste. That's just the color they put in there, the dye.
That was a real good thinker. Yeah.
I hope I never have to do it.
I hope I never have to do it either.
Johnny's up next. He's picking a question. He's shaking his head.
What?
Should I put it back in there or destroy it?
No.
We're just going to move on.
All right, moving along.
All right. Why are some planets called gas planets? Aren't all planets filled with gases?
Oh, I love when the science questions come in.
A gas humans can breathe, oxygen. This is from Kara in Kuba Township.
I could do a two-hour podcast on this subject. So when the solar system formed, the inner planets, they're rocky. They're mainly chunks of silica, iron, nickel, rocks, like ours, with a surface of gas. The outer planets, a lot of people don't realize, they have an inner rocky chunk about as big as the inner planets, like Earth, Mars-sized, but they are surrounded by layers of hydrogen and helium and sulfur. It's all gas for tens of thousands of miles, but they do have a rocky core. So we call them gas planets because technically you can fly a spaceship right through Uranus, Jupiter, Venus, Saturn. They're all gas. If you can bring Jupiter here to the Earth, which is impossible, it's so much larger, it would float on water.
It's all gas.
Because they're so far away from the sun, the sun's solar wind and solar outflow hasn't dismissed and disseminated their atmosphere. So they kept it far away from the sun. It's beautiful. They're big gas worlds. They're called gas planets.
It's really funny because just 2 days ago, our Jake, who's in third grade, he comes home from school and sometimes he just spouts off something he learned in school. And he said, "Dad, did you know you can't land a rocket in Jupiter? There's nothing to land on.
Isn't that great?
It's just gas." And I honestly, I knew they were gas planets. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sure I learned it at some point.
I didn't know that
And I was like, well, you'd hit something eventually. He's like, it's just gas. So I read and it said, no, you would just go. Now there's, like you said, right at the middle.
Yeah, there's
some kind of core.
The pressure would be outrageous.
There's no way you could get there.
And there's metallic hydrogen. It's a little more complex than I'm saying. But yeah, no. So they all do have inner rocky cores, these gas planets. So he's both right and wrong.
But it's just funny that this question came 2 days after he just told me that Jupiter's just made out of gas.
As a matter of fact, Jupiter is closer to becoming a star. And most stars are binaries. We say they're two stars that orbit each other. Over half the stars you see at night are binaries. They orbit each other, but they look like one dot. And our solar system would have two suns, the sun and Jupiter.
Wow.
And that would be common.
My niece's name is Jupiter.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jupiter didn't have enough mass to become a star, so it's just a big ball of gas with a rocky core. That's
I love beautiful. It.
Isn't it wild when you see the image of, like, when they show the actual size of Jupiter compared to Earth? And we're just this tiny little circle.
Yeah, because like I said, it's more of
it's so hard to even comprehend. Space blows my mind.
It's because you're a thinker, brother. How about the sun?
I know.
800,000 miles across. Oh, baby, gigantic. And some stars, if you compare them to our sun looks like a little BB next to a house. Some stars are so large. The science is beautiful.
It's wild.
Oh, I'm up. All right. You
so
stop
my
me.
Car, I just passed 248,000 miles.
That would have been
car.
To the moon.
To the moon, right?
You could have driven to the moon.
But it's that far to the moon, 240-some thousand
roughly,
miles.
Roughly, yes. Yeah. You could have driven your car to the moon. All right, this is from Chris Smith. I've always wondered why school districts have two-hour delays during or after snowstorms. How did they decide on that time frame? Chris in 44.
That's a
why isn't it
question.
3 hours? Why isn't it 2.5? Why isn't it an hour and a half?
And how did that become the standard
and
for
how did that
everywhere?
Become the thing? 2 hour
delays. I grew
delay.
Up with 2 hour delays. It's not just this area. You did too, I'm sure.
What about three? What about 2.5? What about one?
Why is it two?
Why is it two? We do not
and
have
who,
that answer.
And who does it trace back to that was just like, this is what we're going to do, and then everyone decided to do it?
And then it becomes the standard. Chris, we don't have an answer for you, but it's a deep pondering that changed all of our worlds. Why two?
One thing we've been talking about this week, we had the really cold days down by zero degrees, and there were hardly any two-hour delays.
We couldn't figure it out.
Then this morning, so we're recording this on Friday, there were a ton of two-hour delays.
This morning there was?
A bunch.
Oh, I didn't realize
dozens
that.
And dozens of them. For a little bit of snow that came yesterday and overnight.
The willy-nilly nature of delays and cancellations is bizarre. Maybe I'm thinking now the two-hour, because I am an educator. I think the state has mandates of how many hours of instruction you need per day or per week. So maybe two is like...
That makes sense.
...the minimum to get a full day's credit.
So it'll count.
Maybe. That makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe that's it. I don't know. Could be.
I've never heard of three-hour delays until recently.
Oh, now you've seen some?
Well, around here, it seems like they have three-hour delays, I've heard.
I never heard that.
But last
then once you start pushing 3-4, you're like, why even go?
Why even go?
And now you're close to lunch and then
remember
it's over.
Was it last week I said, let's do a 2 hour early so we can beat the storm.
Oh, wouldn't that be great, Nikki? You show up 2 hours early for school to beat the storm so you get there at 5, 6
a.m. The night before the alert goes out.
Okay.
Yes.
We're starting at 5 tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. I don't know how many kids you're going to get with that. So have you ever had a coworker at WNEP that you didn't get along with? I feel like you get along with everybody, John Meyer.
Yeah, but here's the part that, you know, he's not telling you. He puts on this act. He's human like everybody else. He doesn't like certain people, but he would never admit it or show it. He's not even going to be honest now.
No, I think it's safe to say, wouldn't it be impossible to be
human
at a workplace or anywhere where there's a big accumulation of people that you have to deal with every single day?
To be human is to
and not have some people that you're just like, oof.
Listen, there's a lot of jerks in this world.
Yeah.
You can't like everybody.
Absolutely. I've had people that I don't.
Me too. There's been jerks here at WNEP. I'm not going to mention any names.
No, we're not going to go into names, but there's definitely been people that you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Or even they have different personalities. I know I annoy a lot of people. If you're a serious person and then here comes Snedeker and he's goofy always, they're not going to like me. Not that there's anything wrong with them or me, just clashing personalities.
You're just going to have difference of opinions on things, all that kind of stuff. That's just the way every workplace
works. It's the way life is.
Yeah.
I would say overall, as far as a TV station, I think we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I would say
I think so.
I do think in the TV world, there's a lot of stations that have big, big egos. And I don't think we have a lot of that here.
I don't think we do either.
You know, the people that think they're a big deal because they're on TV, I don't sense that from the people here, which is kind of nice.
No. For the most part, we don't.
Yeah.
Except for Nikki.
Except for me, yeah.
With her fancy hair.
Right.
Necklace. What kind of necklace is that I'm looking at? Something new?
No, I've had this.
Is there a picture of you inside of it? It looks like one of those.
No, it's a horoscope. It's my Virgo.
I'm leaving.
Oh boy, that
anti-science.
It was a
I'm
gift.
Getting out of here.
He's out.
Bye.
Joe, come back. It's your
turn. Joe.
Is it his turn?
It's your turn.
Wait, we're back to me?
The horoscope thing really bothers me because it is one of those things. It's like tooth fairies. It's total lies that have been handed down by tradition. There's no truth in it at all. Zero.
It was a gift, and I like it.
It's beautiful, and I respect that. But I hope you don't believe in horoscope predictions. There's no truth, science.
I'm not one of those people that reads my horoscope every day.
Thank you.
I'm not.
It's been debunked. It's a scam.
I do think it's fun, though, to
some of that stuff. Okay, if you do it for fun.
If you're reading it and, that's a coincidence. But also, if I read a horoscope that's not even mine, I feel like you can find things with all of them.
Presidents have done that. Ronald Reagan had his own astrologer.
Oh, did he?
Yes. It's sad how it has infiltrated society. And it's a scam. It's an archaic scam. It's terrible.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hi, guys. This is from Bob. I was streaming WNEP at 12:30. Wow, thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
And Rennie and Kurt are standing in the studio doing weather. How tall is Rennie or how short is Kurt? Thanks, Bob.
Wait a minute.
The interesting thing about this is that when we went to the whole new studio that has the big monitor, we do stand now. So it reveals a lot more about... And that's a lot of people have noticed how tall I am now that I stand a lot more. Because Mindy and I used to just sit by each other. I can adjust my chair. You don't see it. Rennie is about 5'10". So she's very tall. She does wear heels a lot of times, too, when she's on that shot.
Mm-hmm.
As a lot of the ladies do when they're on that shot.
So you threw that number out. So I'm about 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
Kurt Aaron is a little shorter than me.
Yes.
So I'm going to guess, what is he, 5'8"?
I would think probably 5'8", 5'9"-ish, 5'8", probably.
And then Rennie's my size.
So she's your size.
You're right, the ladies always have the shoes on.
But she wears heels when she's standing at that monitor.
Right.
So I'm sure she looks, I haven't noticed it because I honestly don't pay attention to height very much.
Yeah.
So I haven't noticed it. But I'm sure it's noticeable to people watching because she's just been sitting all this time.
Yeah. Right,
and now she's standing up next to Kurt. So.
Yeah, so she would tower above Kurt by a couple inches. And if she has heels on, maybe 3-4 inches.
And she's 5'10", so before we were dating, she said she hardly ever wore heels. And then when we started going out, she loved wearing heels to weddings and all that kind of stuff because then she wasn't taller than whoever
she was. Which I feel so bad for women who feel like they have to be shorter than men. That bothers me a lot.
Why is that a thing?
Why? Like a man has to be taller than a woman. That's ridiculous.
I feel that way too.
I know. It's like woven into society, but it's horrible.
I know. But
would you ever date a guy shorter than you? It's terrible. You should.
I have dated guys shorter than me.
But admit it, you don't want to be taller than him, right?
No.
And that's a human construct. That's a cultural thing. It's ridiculous. Why can't a woman be strong and powerful above the man? It should be that way.
But I do get what Rennie's saying because my boyfriend is 6'4", and it's nice to be able to wear heels with him.
Yeah. See?
But you feel how tall are you?
Well, I think I'm shrinking a little bit because I used to be 5'8", and now I'm more like 5'6" and a half.
I was going to say, though, you're pretty tall.
Yeah.
That is funny, though. We bring up the tall girl, the woman taller than the man. So much of the society, when it comes to women, we've plowed through all the rules, but that one still seems to hold.
It's another archaic thing, like astrology.
Yeah,
you got to leave these.
I think it's
lies,
a mental block, though.
Leave these lies behind and move on. Everything.
Yeah.
Social constructs, as you like to say.
Come on, women, date some shorter guys and feel proud of it. You don't have to be submissive and lower. That's ridiculous. Whose turn is it?
I think it's yours.
Now I'm getting fired up.
There's only
a minute
Mickey.
Left. This is the last one.
You only have a minute left? This is flying
by. I can do it. This is going to be the one. It's not going to fall apart. You know why the other one probably fall apart? Because I've been outside since 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I can't even unravel things. Here we go. All right. Jimmy Perry wants to know. So, is it raining today? Notice the lady running to her car with her coat pulled over her head. Seems smart, but why do people run to the rain, bend down, waist down, drop head farther? Oh. So he's saying, does it make sense to run through the rain to get to your car because you're running into more drops, or walk slowly to your car because then you're not running into as many drops?
I've always wondered.
Do you get wetter running to the car, running into more rain, or walking at a normal pace and letting the rain fall on you?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I always wonder, does it make much of a difference if you run to your car? You really miss.
Picture not rain, but bullets falling from the sky.
Uh-huh.
If you run through the bullets, you're going to get hit more.
Yeah.
And if you start running, they're going to start hitting you in the front and everywhere else, instead of just on top.
So maybe we shouldn't run in the rain. We should just casually walk, and you're going to get less bullets on your body, perhaps. See the deep thoughts we get here on the Curiosity Podcast.
Wow.
Keep those questions coming. brownbag@wnep.com. We're going to do this every Friday until eternity.
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 Okay.
And Nikki, stand tall, girlfriend.
See you later.